Hola, hola! Welcome to the Breakthrough Brand Show. I'm Fabi Paolini, and my mission on this podcast is to give you the behind-the-scenes stories, anecdotes, and unique perspectives behind building a premium brand that makes a real impact. I believe that when you create a message that is aligned with your truth, you can have the breakthroughs that changes lives. Each week, me and my guests share with you how we're making an impact with our message and the stories behind our success. So that being said, let's dive into today's episode. Why is it that my marketing strategy is not working in the same way anymore? I've been implementing a strategy. I've been doing things that used to work really well, that used to attract a lot of clients for me or leads or engagement. And all of a sudden, it feels like these things are not really working. Well, what I want you to understand is that the market has made a drastic change literally within the last year, not even before, just the last year alone. And therefore, what I want to talk about right now is a little bit of what are the changes that are happening in the market right now. We're going to talk about what are the challenges that online coaches, consultants, or experts are experiencing as a result of these changes. We're going to talk about the impact that messaging has on your marketing right now and the things that you need to be implementing so that you can adapt your business to the new reality. And we're going to hop on a lot of these other things as well. So I feel like this is going to be a really interesting episode for you because there's a lot of things that I want to cover that are really going on right now. Now, what happens is that, as you know, every single week I hop on brand message assessments with people and I have a lot of conversations with people, like hundreds of people over the last few months, and I can see very clearly a trend in the market. It is undeniable. It is right in front of me every single week. I have more and more on these conversations with people that are telling me, I don't understand what's happening, Fabi. Things used to work really well. I used to have a lot of conversions. I used to have a lot of DMs from people or people booking calls or people enrolling, but all of a sudden, for whatever reason, the things that used to bring me a bunch of sales are either really, really expensive and I have to really hustle a lot to make sales, or they're just not really working anymore. There's something off. And for me, it's just very interesting to see that trend kind of getting worse and worse over the months and weeks and like as time goes on. And I want to kind of discuss some of the reasons why these things are happening. The first thing that we want to talk about are the changing or the big changes in the marketing landscape right now. And you see, a big, big part of this is, yes, because of market saturation and competition. We know this, right? We know that in 2020, a lot of businesses or a lot of people turned to online to launch their businesses to be able to generate more income. And that brought in a huge saturation of people. On top of that, what's been happening with a lot of short form content has only made the situation more complicated, let's say it like that, because there's more noise in the market. You have so many videos on TikTok, on YouTube Shorts, on Instagram and Facebook Reels. Like, it's so, so saturated. There's so much information out there that your audience is being literally bombarded with a lot of information, and it's kind of just putting them into this kind of weird position. But I feel, honestly, like the biggest impact that it's kind of going on in the marketplace right now is coming as a result of AI or ChatGPT or any of these other platforms, because a lot of people are turning to AI or ChatGPT to answer their questions and to try to solve their problems. And that right there is a big part of the issue. We're not only now competing with human beings who have businesses, who have a lot of like a massive budget or have a marketing team to help them produce videos and edit them and like mass, you know, produce content everywhere, but you're now also competing with a robot or with multiple robots that are telling your audience how to solve the problem that they have. And that right there is a big, massive part of the issue, because what happens is that these marketing strategies that used to work really well are not working in the same way anymore. There's a lot of fatigue in the market. People are not dumb. There's a lot of sophistication with your audience where they understand, you know, how marketing works now. You know, before, when I launched my business online in 2016, for example, I would do a live webinar and number one, I would get a lot of people showing up live. Like, a great majority of people would show up live, which is not the case so much in today's world anymore, because again, time is It's people are busier right now. But not only that, but it was very easy for me to pitch something and make sales. It was just a different world that we used to live in, right? Whereas right now, getting people to show up is harder. And then people understand that when you're saying a strategy session, it is a sales call and they don't want to be sold to in the same way. They want to be sold in a different way. So for you, it's really important to be able to adapt your marketing strategies and your messaging to the market right now. Another thing is that, like, I see a lot of funnels suddenly breaking. And again, this is one of those things that just keeps on coming up again and again and again when I hop on the brand message assessment sessions with people. It's pretty interesting. Like, for example, I spoke to somebody last week who told me, Favi, I've been doing a quiz funnel for the last 8 months. It was working amazingly well. People would go through my quiz and they would upgrade and buy my course or my program from there. And all of a sudden, my sales have been going down and down and down. Or people telling me, I was doing cold DMs and it was working well. And all of a sudden, it feels like I need to be sending more cold DMs to get results. I actually feel like Alex Hormozi is in part to blame for that because when he released the book 100 Million Dollar Leads, a lot of one of it, like his big strategies was like cold DMing people. And I don't know about you, but my DMs are now filled with people selling me appointment setters and all of these different things. And when there's so many people selling appointment setter and so many people doing appointment setting, what do you think is happening with your ideal audience? They're getting bombarded by a lot of people that are selling them the same thing in the same way. And therefore, there's this feeling of kind of uncomfortable. Like, it's just, I don't know. Like, am I speaking to a person? Am I speaking to your assistant? Am I speaking to a robot? I don't really know who I'm speaking to anymore. And therefore, it just doesn't feel authentic anymore. And that is one of the big challenges that people are up against right now, right? Because these conventional, and when I say conventional, I mean like strategies that had been working for the last 8, 9 years. That's conventional digital marketing strategies. They're not really working in the same way anymore. Another thing that I come across very often is people who do webinar funnels and who run ads to a webinar. And at the end of the webinar, they're inviting people to a strategy session. And once again, that is also not working in the same way. It still works, but it's more expensive. It's more time consuming. And it's not as easy to get people on the phone, number one. And number two, if you do get them on the phone, it's not as easy for you to turn those people into clients. So I see this happening everywhere. But for us, that is not the issue. It is actually the opposite. For us, it has never been easier to sell than right now. Like, we've grown our business in the last 30 days, we've generated over 110K in new sales. Our clients are crushing it. One of my clients just signed her first 20K client just last week. We have people that are booking out their offers, that are attracting really ideal fits, that are signing their first 3K client, their first 20K client. So a lot of these things are happening, and that has to do with your messaging. Because at the end of the day, when you have a really powerful message, I don't care what's going on with AI. I don't care what's going on with ChatGPT. I don't even care what's going on with the marketplace in terms of TikTok and Reels and all these things. People pay attention when you have something to say that is different. And for me, I call this your angle of mastery. It's really figuring out, well, what is your big idea? What is your true message? What is the thing that you're here to say that stands out from everybody else, that feels different, that sounds like a different solution? Because here's the thing, and here's what I want you to really get honest with. If your content right now is something that ChatGPT can do better, you have a problem. That is exactly the reason why your marketing is not working. Meaning, like, if somebody can go into ChatGPT and ask it, I'm a 40-year-old woman dealing with perimenopause and I can't lose weight. What do I need to do? And ChatGPT gives them a better response than your webinar does or than your free content does. That right there is the reason why your sales have been decreasing, your marketing is getting harder, it's more expensive, and it's difficult for you to make more sales. Your message is now competing, or your marketing is now competing with a robot that has all of the intelligence in the world. But the only way to really overcome that is with depth in your message, is with creating a marketing message strategy that is something that no robot could ever do because it comes from your own personal lived experience. It comes from expertise, it comes from your knowledge, and it comes from you creating unique concepts that are here to give your audience what I call like light bulb moments, right? Essentially making them feel like, I have never seen things like this. I never thought of it like this. So what happens very often is that people have been using the same funnel for years or the same strategy or the same system for years, and they've gotten comfortable with it. Let's say comfortable to be nice, right? They've gotten comfortable with their message because it worked. But because of the competitive nature of the market right now, it's not really going to work in the same way anymore. And therefore, you have to be willing to go deeper to really figure out, okay, how do I make sure that my message is ungoogable, that my message is unChatGPTable, that what I'm saying feels and sounds so different that people will feel like, this is exactly what I need. That is what you're looking for. You're looking for your audience to feel like what you're giving me, what you're saying to me is something that I have never heard anywhere else. And therefore, I need to work with you. You need to be focusing on creating more demand through your content, whether that is a webinar, that's a quiz, that's a video sales letter, that is a YouTube video, that's a TikTok. I don't care, whatever method you use, it's never about marketing. You know, I always say you don't have a marketing problem. What you have is a messaging problem. When your marketing is not working, it is 1,000% a messaging issue. It is you really having to go deep to figure out, well, what is my message? What is it that I want to say? And I have another training which I created talking about how to understand or uncover if you do have a marketing issue or a messaging issue right now. And so make sure that you click here to watch it right now because I go deeper into these things as well. So yes, on one end, we have going deeper into the message and really figuring out, well, how do I say things in a way that sound different, in a way that sound unique? But on another end, has to do with your authenticity. And I know that authenticity is a word that we want to roll our eyes at right now because everybody is talking about authenticity, this, that. I get it. I get it. It's overused. However, when you're really showing up as yourself, as a personal brand behind the business, behind the outcome, behind the process, and all the things that you're doing, there's no way that AI could ever compete with that. Because at the end of the day, what people want is real connection. They want to make sure that they can trust you, right? And I do a lot of assessments every single week, and I can immediately tell when something has been written by ChatGPT. Like it is instantaneous. And for me, it is an immediate turnoff, right? If I am to go hire a coach, I'm going to go and spend $5,000, $10,000, $20,000 on a coach, a consultant, an expert who's going to help me solve a very specific problem that I have. You can bet that if I notice that your copy, your webinar, your content has been created by ChatGPT, I will run the other way because that for me is an immediate red flag that tells me that you're not really an expert at what you do, that you're not really going to solve my solution. And if you're going to use ChatGPT to find the answer for me, well, then I will do that for myself. I need to trust you. And that is where authenticity is really going to come in. People are looking for a new perspective, especially when we're talking about buyers. I have another training about buyers. If you have not watched it, click here right now because I go really deep into talking about who buyers are, who buyers aren't, and how to speak to the right people. Make sure that you watch that. But what I want you to understand is that buyers are smart. They're not dumb. They didn't just stumble upon you and be like, oh, here, take my 5K. Thank you. They're smart people. They know what they're doing. They've done their research or have invested in the past. They are smart people. And therefore, your content has to match their level of smart. And if your marketing strategy is not working or it stopped working, or now it feels like things stopped and it's like, you have to hustle more than ever before to make a sale. You have to take a really close look at your message and figure out, okay, what am I saying that is off-putting? How do I make sure that I go deeper in my message to speak to the right people? How do I make sure that I go deeper in my message to attract the type of people who are ready to move forward, to give them breakthroughs just through my free content? And I really think that these are things that are fundamental for you in getting better results with what you're doing. So the next piece then comes into, okay, well, then how do I adapt myself to the new marketing reality? Because AI is not going to go anywhere. If anything, it's going to get more intense. We're going to see more of it. But again, the market is going to keep on getting more and more sophisticated. They're going to get smarter. They're going to start recognizing it more and more every single day. And so the answer isn't, though, to say, I'm not going to use technology at all. I'm not going to leverage AI at all. I do think that there are ways for you to do all of these things, for you to use new technologies. But you have to use it in a way that is highly intentional and very smart, right? So it's not just about let me automate my whole business and go live in Bali and drink margaritas at the beach and I don't have to do that. Reality does not exist. You do have to be very present for your business, but it's about, okay, well, then how do I leverage data to make decisions moving forward? How do I leverage the information, the technologies that I have to go deeper with my marketing to get better results? So for me, for example, I do a lot of micro nurturing. That's what I call it. I don't know if this is what everybody else calls it, but that's what I call it. And for me, part of that is creating episodes like this one where I'm tackling different topics. And when I'm doing this, I am creating more connections with people. I am getting meet, like, I'm showing you that I'm an expert. I am answering different problems that my audience might be experiencing. And at the same time, I'm building demand for my services in terms of helping you define your angle of mastery, helping you define your own message. So everything that I'm doing is very purposeful, but I'm also leveraging technology. I use ManyChat, for example, to automate messages and to take people through my videos. So I'm using automation, but I'm taking people to videos where they can experience my energy. I use something called simple texting to send SMS messages to invite people to my videos or to send them Loom videos or to different things where, once again, they can connect with me. So there's a lot of different methods and things that I'm using in my own business to do micro nurture. But one thing that's important is that I am the one that's behind the scenes, right? So it's not something that I've completely offloaded to a virtual assistant that's taking care of it. I am the one that's there responding to messages and making sure that I am kind of building those connections. So yes, there's pieces that can obviously be delegated and you can go ahead and do that. But there's also the part of your expertise where you want to really make sure that you're bringing into your marketing. So you want to think about, okay, how do I become more intentional about my processes? How do I really make sure that I'm leveraging my personality, my expertise, my mastery, my angle of mastery into the things that I'm doing so that people can really perceive that kind of expertise that I have and show them, listen, I know your problem and I know how to fix it. And here's how I can do that. So, in my business, and I'll do another episode for this, actually give me a yes in the comments below if you want me to go into this a little bit more. But I have a very in-depth process where I am constantly nurturing people. So when people sign up for my webinar, by the way, you can do that at readytoinvestclients.com. I have a 20 minutes, 20-ish minute video where I go very deep into talking about what to say to attract buyers, exactly what to say. I updated it talking about how to use a Taylor Swift inspired marketing message to book out your offers, how she books out her concerts. So make sure that you sign up for that at readytoinvestclients.com. I go into a lot of the details in there. It's really, really good. But when somebody signs up for that, there's a series of things that happen, emails that go out, text messages if you give me your phone number, all of these different things that are happening where I'm nurturing people. When people book a call with me, the brand message assessment, which by the way, you can book at brandmessagesession.com or you'd find the link below as well. So what happens is that on this 15-minute call, I will take a look at your messaging and give you highly specific feedback and personalized feedback on how you can upgrade your messaging so that you can start getting better results from your marketing. So what happens when somebody books the 15-minute session with me is that I will go in and will send you a series of emails, of videos, of content that are there to nurture you, to go deeper, to show you more of my expertise, and to build a relationship with you at the same time. When somebody, after the 15-minute call, if they do want to book a sales call, because the 15-minute call isn't a sales call, but if you want to do a sales call and you're a good fit for it, you book in the call, there's a series of things that are happening between text messages and videos that are going out that, once again, are nurturing that audience even more. So there's a whole system that's happening, but all of that is tied in to having the right message in place. It's not just about, well, I'm going to do these little tactics and think that maybe they're going to work. There has to be a right message tied to all of it. There has to be a lot of clarity around your angle of mastery, because once again, if people can chat GPT the answer and get a better response than what you're giving them, they're not going to hire you. So it's very important for you to learn how to go deeper with your message to make sure that you're attracting the right people and you're building desire for your offer, desire for what you do, and demand for your own process, unlike anything else out there. So that's what we want to do. We want to really be able to adapt to the market, to be aware of the changes. It's only going to be more and more intense. So if you right now are starting to experience these changes and are starting to notice that your messaging or your marketing is starting to lose its performance, landing pages are not converting the same way, webinars are not converting the same way, sales calls are not converting the same way, your content isn't, like, there's something off, you're not getting engagement, sales are harder to make, they're more expensive, every single week there's something, it gets kind of worse and worse and worse, then it is time for you and I to have a quick 15-minute conversation where I'm going to be able to look at your marketing strategy right now and tell you exactly what you need to shift. Make sure that your conversions start increasing. Make sure that you book it at brandmessagesession.com. Sorry. And that's it. Make sure that you're following me on Facebook. You're going to find the link for that below. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, subscribe everywhere. Leave me your reviews and let me know in the comments below if you're experiencing some of these changes right now in your own business and what you want me to talk about in the next episode. I will see you soon. Bye. Gracias for listening to today's episode of the Breakthrough Brand Show. To listen to more episodes or to be featured as a guest, go to fabipaolini.com/podcast for more details. Can I ask you for something? If you got value out of this episode, would you share it on social media? Just do a quick screenshot with your phone and text it to a friend or just post it online. If you know somebody that would be a great guest, tag them on social media to let me know about the show and include the hashtag Breakthrough Brand Show. I love seeing your posts and guest suggestions. We're regularly putting out new episodes and content. To make sure that you don't miss any episode, go ahead and subscribe right now. Your thumbs up, rating, amor, love, and reviews go a long way to help promote the show and mean so much to me and my team. Want to know more? Go to our website, fabipaolini.com, or follow me everywhere as Fabi Paolini. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you next time. Con amor, Fabi.